From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting at least 30 are dead in the wake of an attack on an Afghanistan hospital. Gunmen wearing white lab coats stormed a military hospital in Afghanistan's capital Wednesday, killing at least 30 people and wounding dozens, an attack claimed by the Islamic State group. The attack on the 400-bed military facility located near two civilian hospitals in Kabul's heavily guarded diplomatic quarter set off clashes with security forces that lasted for hours. General Dawlat Waziri, a defense ministry spokesman, said there were more than 30 killed and more than 50 wounded in the attack. Afghan forces battled the attackers floor by floor, he added. The ministry said the attackers were dressed like health workers. According to Waziri, four gunmen were involved, including two suicide bombers who detonated their explosive vest once the group was inside the hospital. Waziri said the two other attackers were shot dead by security forces. A member of the security forces was killed in the shootout, and three other security officers were wounded. Along with the suicide vest, the attackers also had AK-47 rifles and hand grenades. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee will probe Russian interference into the U.S. election in public for the first time during a hearing on March 20th. That according to Committee Chair Representative David Nunes. And he said that today. Among those invited to give public testimony are James Comey, the current director of the FBI, who has been at the center of the controversy regarding his involvement in influencing the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, Mike Rogers, director of the National Security Agency, and John Brennan, the former CIA director. Follow it all here on VOA on all of our platforms. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal court has ordered arguments to be held next week on a legal challenge to President Trump's new executive order suspending the nation's refugee admissions program and barring entry to people from six majority Muslim countries. The state of Hawaii had initially filed a legal challenge to Trump's original order signed in January, but that case was put on hold after another federal court ruled the government could not enforce the order. Well, now that Trump has issued a new executive order, the government is withdrawing its appeal of the court ruling, and thus Hawaii says its challenge to the travel ban should move forward. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights warns the entire human rights system is under attack, stoked by fears of terrorism and xenophobic rhetoric by populist politicians. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. Where the High Commissioner presented his annual report on the state of human rights around the world to the UN Human Rights Council.
Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein highlighted recent human rights developments in more than 40 countries. Among this group, he notes only four countries, Gambia, Uzbekistan, Tunisia, and Greece, have made some improvements in human rights. Otherwise, his appraisal of the human rights situation globally is uniformly bleak. For example, he deplores the violence and destruction in South Sudan, where famine is spreading. Turning to the Middle East, he condemns the bombs and other shocking terrorist attacks against civilians in Turkey, but expresses concern about government measures under the state of emergency, which appear to target criticism, not terrorism. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
In addition, the UN Human Rights Chief says President Trump's immigration policies could lead to collective expulsions of migrants in a breach of international law. Zayed Raad Al Hussein voiced concern at the new U.S. policy banning entrance of people from six Muslim-majority countries.
These threaten to vastly increase use of detention, including of children. Expedited deportations could amount to collective expulsions and refoulement in breach of international law if undertaken without due process guarantees, including individual assessment. I am especially disturbed by the potential impact of these changes on children who face being detained or may see their families torn apart.
Zayed also insisted that greater leadership was needed to address a surge in discrimination, anti-Semitism, and violence against minorities in the United States. Find out more about these and other stories at voanews.com and our social platforms. I'm Ira Melvin.
That's the latest world news from VOA.